Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3. Ek gesels met kolonel Dave Miller. Is tyd vir jou misdaadverslag. Colonel, how are you?
Petra, as always, I'm very well, thank you.
That's good.
It's always good to be here in the studio with you.
It's always good to have you in the studio with me.
Thank you.
We're talking about online fraud, and I told you about this French lady that had an affair with Brad Pitt. Mm. And she paid for his kidney transplant. A few pounds.
Yeah.
Euros. Okay. In euros. It's a few million rand.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we've had this discussion before as well.
Yeah.
And obviously these fraudsters are extremely friendly, and they know what to say and how to say it. And obviously, I mean, you know, we tend to think from the outside that this person just comes out right and says, listen, I am this famous person and I need your help. It's a very subtle thing. It starts very small and it builds up and builds up and builds up. And they do tend to target vulnerable people, okay? And it's that old adage of if a deal is too good to be true, it's usually not true.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what? They use AI nowadays.
Yes.
So they make movies or videos and they take photographs. It looks real.
Correct. 100%. Yeah. So it becomes more and more difficult to be able to sort of distinguish between what is right and what is wrong. Yeah. And having said what is right and what is wrong, ultimately it boils down to that aspect.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Remember that, I mean, if you're a single person and you're involved in an online relationship, you know, that's fine.
Mm.
You know, that's your own private business. But I mean, if you're in a relationship and this person is coming and sort of like saying, I am this famous person and starting to develop this relationship with you, it goes back to the very beginning of what is right and what is wrong.
Yes.
You know, a relationship outside of that environment of your relationship is wrong.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't entertain something like that. That's the easiest way. We go back to our morals. However, the reality is that we are all lonely and we want companionship, and sometimes we have underlying issues, medical issues and psychological issues, and that attention that we get from these fraudsters is what we are busy currently craving, and that is how they get you hooked.
That's true.
Yeah.
But don't leave your husband for some Brad Pitt. I saw the other day Elon Musk.
Yes.
Some lady paid into his account. He doesn't need your money.
Oh, no. Maybe he can reimburse with interest.
Yeah.
But yes, I mean, and that's the thing. You've got to be really careful about it.
True.
I was in an office with a friend the other day, and this gentleman was phoning about this business proposal.
Mm.
My friend is a businessman. And the proposal was something to do with mining, and he needs this man's help. And, you know, it's they start throwing names around, like De Beers Mining and things like this. And, you know, you can just, obviously from being involved in the industry, you can hear and see when these guys are throwing all the right con words into it. But, I mean, you know, if you are a layperson, if you are not that educated and up to speed with what is happening in the trends, it's very easy to be taken in by these guys.
Yeah. We had to buy something last night, and I had to drive to Midrand in Joburg anyway. And this was this bass player of Prime Circle that was selling this thing.
Okay.
And I asked my husband, is this the true guy? And he said to me, yes, he knows, but it was true.
Okay.
So we got the product.
So Prime Circle is still good.
Make sure. Thank you so much, Captain.
It's a pleasure,
Petra. Be safe. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.